Welcome back to Studio A on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Isabel Lee, and the 99th annual Lay Prelude, the spectacular conclusion to Interlochen Arts Camp, is coming up this Sunday. The World Youth Wind Symphony, the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, and the Interlochen Philharmonic, as well as the Interlochen Summer Dance Ensemble, will be performing under the baton of conductor Creston Herron, who is here in Studio A with us today. Creston, welcome to IPR.
Thank you very much for having me. Looking forward to speaking about this incredible tradition.
Yeah, how are you feeling about conducting Lay Prelude coming up, especially since this is the 99th year of this annual tradition?
I know. I'm very, very excited. I'll tell you, it's been a tremendous honor and privilege to have this opportunity. But also, I'd like to say it's a tremendous responsibility, you know, to have this honor of carrying on this tradition of nearly a century performing this piece. And I think about that, and I think about how this is bigger than just me. And I am of only one person, a part of a line of incredible musicians and educators that have conducted Les Préludes before. And one thing for me that I reflect on and I think that's special that I hold on to is that every single generation of young musicians that come through Interlochen experience this performance. And I think about the many alumni that are going to come and or see the performance via live stream, and they remember what it was like being in that seat, in that same stage in the bowl. And I think about that, and I think about how this piece of music connects so many generations of people across almost a century. It's really powerful.
And you've seen one of these performances before. Can you tell us how you first felt when you watched Les Préludes in person?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, this is a massive orchestra. That's immediately, you see this and you're like, this is probably one of the largest orchestras many of the people for the first time seeing this will have ever seen. And then when you are already in shock with that, all of a sudden dancers come out to this beautiful music, and you're just so inspired by not only what you're seeing, but then your surroundings. You're in the middle of this beautiful view of nature around you. You're just so surrounded by creativity, and it enhances the experience, I think. And so I'm watching this, and I'm watching these students perform at such high level, and I'm wondering, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine if I had that experience. I'm thinking, I wish when I was their age, I could have had that experience.
That is wonderful. What is it like to coordinate a performance with such a significant student body, with multiple ensembles, as well as a summer dance ensemble?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you, it's not just me. It takes a village. And let me tell you, the Interlochen Village is powerful. We've got some of the best and brightest people in the field that come together to make this a very unique and special experience for everyone. You have our stage crew that are phenomenal. We don't lift a chair, and somehow these things come together. We have our ensemble managers for each of the ensembles that are on their own, in their own right, incredible musicians and conductors, and they have their own orchestras or ensembles that they conduct at home. And so they bring those experiences and expertise together to help corral this almost 300 people in this one area, and they do it with just effortlessness. And to see this happen, we had our first rehearsal, dress rehearsal last night, and to see them kind of prepare this and practice this, they have everything down to the T. I feel like I have the easiest job in many ways, to get up there and just enjoy this music with the students. But yeah, it definitely takes a village to put this together.
And lastly, what do you hope the students and the audiences will take away from this 99th annual Lay Prelude performance?
That's a great question. I hope that students will see that they are part of something that is bigger than themselves. You know, when you, this is not just another concert. This is their opportunity to write their chapter and put it into a story that has already been written by many young musicians from generations before them. And this experience, they probably for many years from now, they will might not remember everything that happened in a rehearsal, but they will certainly remember the special moment where they created with all these other young musicians and dancers. And I also, for the audience, I hope that they also are inspired, because this is something that has inspired people for generations, almost a century now. And I hope that they also leave inspired. And you think in a time where we're in a world that many times feels very divided, you know, this, an experience like this, a performance like this, where music reminds us that it, if we listen to each other, if we work together, we can create something very, very remarkable, and we can do extraordinary things. So I hope that that brings hope and inspiration to everyone, both on and off stage.
That is very, very inspiring. Creston Herron will be conducting Les Préludes this Sunday, August 9th at the Interlaken Bowl. Classical IPR will be broadcasting the concert with commentary by Amanda Sewell and Tyler Castellanos. Creston, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity.
I'm Isabel Lee, and this has been Studio A on Interlaken Public Radio.